Pinecone is a vector database company. Last month, they shipped a product that basically says vector search is not enough on its own, which is a very strange thing for a vector database company to ship. They're basically saying, well, what we provide, maybe that's not quite enough. And they're not alone. In the same few weeks, SAP spent over €1 billion on AI infrastructure, and none of it is for chatbot or language model builds or buys. Google made knowledge architecture the headline at Cloud Next. Cloudflare shipped a memory product for agents. Microsoft continues to push on graphs for AI. Every serious infrastructure vendor is racing to solve a memory problem. And if you're building agents right now, you've probably felt the problem they're trying to solve. You can give an agent a tool, a database, and a doc store, and you can ask it to do real work. It will burn up a lot of the context window along the way, rediscovering things it should already know. It will reread documents it summarized last time. It will re-ask the user questions the system already was provided an answer to. It will blow the token budget before useful work starts in some cases. Pinecone says that that kind of rediscovery can eat up to 85% of agent compute. And anecdotally, I don't know if it's 85%, but I buy that it's a big number. Everyone is starting to see this memory problem, and there are thousands of products that are blooming everywhere promising to fix it, right? We have vector database solutions, we have knowledge graph solutions, we have document indexes and memory layers and lakehouse query engines and agent platforms with retrieval baked in. I feel like every week someone ships something new here. And so picking the right one is actually getting harder and harder and harder, and committing to one is getting even more difficult because the moment you wire it into your stack, the cost of being wrong goes up really fast and agent systems keep evolving. So what I want to do in this video is to show you what these players are actually building, why they're building it, and what it means for the choice that you're making. And then at the end, I'm going to give you the three steps I'd take if I were building an agent today instead of just picking a database and hoping it works out, right? Quick definitions before we go further, because the language around this stuff has gotten sloppy. RAG, or retrieval augmented generation, is just a loop where your system pulls information from somewhere and hands it to the model so it has the context to answer. It can be information from a wide variety of sources, but typically what people mean when they say RAG is actually one kind of RAG, perhaps the most common kind, vector search. Vector search is a way to turn your documents into number vectors and find the chunks that are mathematically closest to the query. We call it semantic search because you end up finding things where the words match or the themes match. And that can be one way to do retrieval, but of course there are other ways. You can retrieve from a database, you can retrieve directly from text. There's a lot of options on the table now. And I wanted to be sure that you understood the different options before we go farther, because we're going to be talking about RAG and vector search, and I don't want you to get lost. And before we go farther, I just want to be very clear. If you are looking for a silver bullet answer where you don't have to pay attention to multiple kinds of retrieval, stop looking. That's not how this works. You are going to need to be willing to think about a more sophisticated memory system, and you're going to need to think deliberately about how you combine multiple kinds of retrieval to get the work you want to do agentically done. Now, let's start with why memory and memory systems are suddenly a major question that see a lot of building activity. With Classic RAG, the version that most teams shipped back in 2024 and 2025, it was built for one job. It was built for, frankly, a chatbot era job, question answering. A user types, how do I reset my password? And the system embeds the question, finds three semantically similar chunks in the Help Center docs, and the model writes a paragraph. That loop works because the answer usually lives in a couple of paragraphs in the source material, and the user doesn't need the exact wording from the source material to get their job done. Agents don't work like that. An agent doesn't ask a question and stop. It runs a task, it opens a ticket, it retrieves the customer record, it checks the policy, drafts a response. It does work, right? And if it does work, it needs to be able to retrieve the information it needs to do the work well. And so the tasks I'm talking about, where you're cross-referencing definitions across 40 pages of contracts, that kind of thing, those are not tasks answered by classic vector search. Like, you can't say find three relevant chunks of text when you're doing a long-running agentic workflow over hundreds of pages of documents. It doesn't lead to accurate text-perfect responses. And increasingly, because we expect agents to do work, that is the bar we hold, and it's the bar we should hold. So what does an agent need instead of a simple vector search in 2026? What an agent needs is a bundle. It needs the customer record plus the policy plus the entitlement plus the prior tickets all assembled into the right shape. It needs the metric plus the source of truth plus the lineage of that metric plus the authorization to use it. It needs the contract plus the definitions plus the exceptions plus the schedule of the contract, right? Classic RAG leaves the agent to assemble that bundle on the fly every run from raw search results. That's where the rediscovery problem starts to kick in. The agent will refetch that same context every run. It will re-summarize documents it summarized last time, maybe correctly, maybe not. It will ask the user for information the system has. It blows the token budget before it does useful work, and you don't get consistency along the way. So now let's look at how the infrastructure layer is responding to this challenge, because four of the biggest moves in the last 6 months tell you what they think the fix for this problem is. First, Pinecone. Pinecone launched a product called Nexus with a query language called NoQL. Their pitch is that agents need a different retrieval contract than chatbots do. A chatbot needs related text. An agent needs operating context. Their failure mode is the one you've probably seen. If your agent prepares a customer escalation, it shouldn't search five different systems from scratch every time. The system should already know to assemble customer context, entitlement, controlling policy, and prior history into a usable agent bundle. Or if it's doing financial analysis, it shouldn't answer from whatever paragraph happens to sit closest to the query vector. It needs to know whether the source of truth is the filing, the governed table, the metric definition, the prior forecast, or the live dashboard. Those are five different answers. NoQL is Pinecone's attempt to make retrieval carry the things that decide those answers to agents, right? It should carry intent and filters and access policy and provenance and response shape and confidence and budget. A vector database can power a part of that, but it doesn't define the whole job anymore. And even Pinecone is telling you that now. If you want more on what Pinecone is actually delivering versus what they're saying they're delivering, I dove deep into that on Substack. I think that's one bet. The retrieval interface should carry more than similarity, but there's a sharper bet that's on the table in the same vein, and I want to talk about it even as we cover Pinecone here, right? So that's one bet. The retrieval interface should carry more than similarity. I think I agree with that, but there's a sharper bet on the table that's distinct from Pinecone's that I want to cover next, and that's Page Index. Page Index makes a stronger claim than Pinecone does in this space. They say a lot of documents should never be chunked in the first place, because the structure of the document carries the meaning, and when you flatten it into vectorized math chunks, you throw the meaning away. Take a financial filing. The risk factors section is not the management discussion. The notes to financial statements are not the narrative summary. A table is not interchangeable with a paragraph. If you retrieve three semantically similar chunks from that body of work, you might miss the part of the document that actually controls the answer because it lies in the structure, not in the semantics. Contracts are even worse here. A clause can look relevant to your query, but the definition section can completely change what that clause means. A schedule can override a general term. An exception can sit 40 pages from the paragraph that triggers your search. So chunk retrieval finds text that looks and sounds right relative to your query while losing the legal structure that makes it correct. So let's walk through the Page Index answer to this. They build a hierarchical tree of the document, like a table of contents with summaries on every single node. The model reasons through the tree to find the right section, and there are no embeddings on the doc. There's no vector similarity, and they claim to hit 98.7% accuracy on a evaluation for finance called Finance Bench by using this tree approach to docs. The principle underneath Page Index is the thing you should be remembering here. The retrieval unit needs to match the work you're doing, and I think that's a very durable principle. The principle underneath this Page Index approach is the thing I want you to grab onto. What they're basically saying is the way you retrieve memory needs to match the kind of work you do. So a chunk works for a simple FAQ. A section works for a filing. A table works for financial analysis. A customer record works for support. A graph neighborhood works for dependency reasoning. And a compiled brief works for a repeated workflow. If you pick the wrong kind of memory, the model has to compensate heavily, and it will end up trying to rebuild a bunch of things with expensive token costs to get there. And better embeddings in simple RAG approaches don't fix this. All they do is find more relevant text. And that's a very 2025 answer to the larger question we're tackling here as agents deal with more and more different kinds of data. So that's the Page Index approach. Page Index is basically saying we need the structure in our documents to be part of the meaning of the answer, and traditional approaches don't deal with that. Let's jump to SAP next. SAP announced a couple of acquisitions in this space that are relevant. The first is Dreamio. It has a lakehouse architecture, a semantic layer, a query federation across both SAP and non-SAP systems. It has access controls, and it has lineage. The second is Prior Labs. Prior Labs builds tabular foundation models. Their lead model, TabPFN, got published in Nature magazine, and SAP put more than €1 billion behind both bets together. Now, these companies, of course, do not make a chatbot. SAP spent more than €1 billion on AI memory infrastructure, and none of it has to do with how we're powering or retrieving any of this with LLMs. Why did SAP think this memory piece was so significant? Because most companies don't store their most important knowledge in the kind of text or prose that RAG is designed to solve for with vector search. They store it in ERP systems and CRMs and customer records and governed tables. A huge slice of enterprise knowledge is in that tabular structured data. And so the chatbot RAG vector playbook of index a PDF and answer it from a paragraph is just the wrong abstraction for most memory in that system, right? In that world, RAG doesn't work, and it's a terrible way to run business operations. If your agent needs a revenue number, the source of truth is the governed table in your warehouse with a specific metric. If it needs supplier risk, it's the supplier record plus the risk model. You're not getting that from an indirect source of knowledge and getting it correct. And so what they want to be, SAP wants to be the system that owns the data. And that's what Dreamio gives them. It gives them governed access to business data across systems with permissions and lineage baked in. So for an enterprise agent, the agent now knows it's allowed to see the data, where it came from, how the metric was defined, and whether the answer is fit for the action it's about to take. When a procurement agent answers from the wrong source, the cost isn't just a bad paragraph in these kinds of operations. It's actually real money out the door, and companies are realizing that. Prior Labs is the second half of that bet, right? Tabular foundation models exist because turning a spreadsheet into text and asking a language model to reason over it is just the wrong way to solve that problem. It's the wrong abstraction. You can't reliably understand complicated stuff like churn risk and supplier risk and renewal forecasting from text derived from spreadsheets. You need to be table native. SAP is saying agents need to reason over tables as tables. So if you put Dreamio and Prior Labs together, the bet is this. Agents need knowledge in the shape the business uses. Sometimes that shape is a document. Sometimes it's a table. Sometimes it's a metric definition. Sometimes it's a workflow state. A serious knowledge layer respects those shapes as core instead of trying to flatten everything out. There's a fourth shape worth naming too, because some agent work is just relational at core. Like which suppliers connect to which shipments, or which customers share a particular failure pattern, or which incidents trace back to the same root cause. Those are graph questions mathematically, and Microsoft's Graph RAG is the most prominent attempt to handle them. It's expensive, the entity extraction isn't perfect yet, and the graphs can go stale, but the reason it keeps coming back is that some knowledge is naturally relational, and chunks don't carry it, and neither do tables. So now you have at least four shapes the industry is racing to support. You have fuzzy prose, you have long structured documents, you have business data and tables, you have relationships and how they're handled in graphs. The choice you're making isn't really database X versus Y, it's which of those shapes your agent needs to handle in the course of its work and how you assemble them effectively. Now, if you want to dive more on the SAP acquisitions and what they mean on enterprise data, I go real deep on that in Substack. I think there's a whole lot to unpack on tabular data and tabular models. But one piece I want to cover before we sort of tie off this video is, if model context windows keep growing, can't we just hand the model all the material and stop worrying about retrieval? Do I have to deal with this, Nate? Larger context does help. It does not fix this problem. A bigger window gives the model a lot more room to work, but it doesn't decide what belongs in that room. It doesn't mark which source is authoritative. It doesn't enforce permissions. It doesn't preserve document hierarchy. It doesn't distinguish memory the user confirmed from memory the model inferred. If you've ever heard the phrase context rot, that's what we're talking about here. Chroma has published research showing model performance degrades as the context gets larger and more cluttered. The problem isn't only whether the right answer is somewhere in there, right? It's whether the right answer is presented in a form that the model can actually use reliably. If you dump 20 docs into the window and the model might have access to the right fact, it may still give you the wrong emphasis on that fact. It may still blend sources. It may treat stale and current as equal. So the goal for production agents is absolutely not maximum context. It is appropriate context. Chroma's full context rot research is also on the Substack if you want to go deeper there. But here's what I would do if I were building an agent today. One, don't pick a database first. Pick the contract your agent will have with the data first. The default move for a lot of builders is to start vendor first, right? Pinecone, Weaviate, Neo4j, Chroma, somebody, and then you figure out what to store in that data. That's backwards. Like, don't do that. It's why so many agent projects get into trouble a few months in. The database is determinative of the shape of what you retrieve. If you pick the database before you know what your agent needs to do and receive data on, you're constraining the agent to whatever the database is good at. The contract needs to come first. The contract is the answer to a clear question. What does this agent need to receive in what form to do its job reliably? Number two, write down the bundle your agent needs. Not relevant context, that's very vague. Write down the specific thing the agent needs. If it's a customer support refund agent, write it out. It needs the customer record, it needs the plan, it needs the region, it needs the product version, it needs the purchase history, it needs the applicable refund policy, the refund threshold, any prior exceptions for this customer, the current ticket, the approved response language, whether the agent is allowed to issue the refund or only draft a recommendation. All of that together, that's a bundle. Every field on it represents a choice you've made. Where does this come from? Who's allowed to see it? Is the source authoritative or just relevant? How fresh does it need to be? What happens if it's missing? When you write that bundle out, three things happen. You realize most of the fields don't live in one system. You realize some of them need to be governed, not just retrieved. And you realize that the work your agent actually does is assembling and reasoning over the bundle, not just searching for docs. Three, choose the primitives that deliver that bundle. Now, you can go shopping here. If your bundle is mostly prose, you need vector search and probably document trees. If it's mostly governed business data, you'll need a semantic layer and also tabular reasoning. If it's relational, you're going to need a graph. Most real agents need a mix, and that's fine. The point is you're choosing primitives because they deliver your bundle, not because they trended on LinkedIn last week, right? So Pinecone, PageIndex, Dreamio, GraphRag, they're not competing for the same slot. They're each solving for one of these underlying shapes. Once you know the contract your agent needs to have for the work, the choice between them stops being a debate and starts feeling like a thoughtful engineering decision, which is where you want to be. Now, a quick word on failure modes, because there are no free wins here. Compiled bundles can go stale, so if you compile them ahead of time, you have risk. Graphs can encode bad relationships if you're not careful about underlying data. Document parsers can miss tables. Semantic layers can get politically contested, because in most companies, the source of truth is a bit of an organizational fight. And so memory can accumulate bad conclusions if you're not careful. And depending on how you handle multiple agent runs, you can get into a situation where the agent can store its own inference or previous run as a confirmed fact, which could in turn influence future runs to get quietly worse. You can also overbuild the system, right? A simple help center assistant doesn't need GraphRag plus a document tree plus a semantic layer plus a memory system. Just pick the simplest number of layers your agent needs and no more than that. The cheapest place to learn what you need is your own work logs. How many retrieval calls happen before useful work starts for your agent today? How often is the agent opening the same sources? How much of your token budget is just sucking in that raw context? How often the agent asks the user for something the system already has is something you should be tracking. Or how often the next run rediscovers what the prior one learned. You should be able to track that too. The pattern is in your existing agent runs if you look. If you zoom back out here, the story of the memory era is that the infrastructure layer is racing to catch up because production agents hit the world in December and all of our memory systems were built for the chatbot era. And every serious vendor knows that. Pinecone would not be reshaping their interface if that weren't true. SAP wouldn't be writing billion euro checks if that weren't true. Google and Cloudflare and Microsoft wouldn't be in this space if they didn't see it as being critically necessary to long-term agentic success for enterprises. The teams that win in this memory battle are not going to be the ones that try and keep up with the most fashionable retrieval. They're going to be the ones who took the time to think about what their agent actually needs before they went on a shopping spree. So if you're building, don't pick that database first. Instead, write down what your agent needs to do the work. Think about the shape that data needs to be in to be effective and how you can efficiently deliver it. I go into all of this in a ton more detail on Substack, including the full retrieval contract checklist and four worked out bundles for support and legal and finance and code review agents, so you can get some examples to work from. The memory wars are something that I get really passionate about, because if you don't understand how your agent retrieves and handles memory. You're essentially trusting some other company's vision of your own data in your own systems and saying, that's probably going to work for my agents. I'll just sign a check. Or that's probably going to work. I'll just make my developers build it. That's not a solution. And the workflows you're trying to deliver and the customers you're trying to serve deserve more effective agent runs. So if you're interested in diving deeper, check it out. Subscribe if you want to keep getting much sharper on infrastructure choices that matter, because I'm super passionate about that. Happy building. Cheers.